What's up, guys? Yeah, I mean, they're really good. They're a really good defense. Front seven, I think, the box, they did a great job of stopping the run all day. And then obviously, disrupting things in the pass game as well. So, came down to a few plays that we didn't make, and it's frustrating.
Tell us a little about the offense that led to that.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of back and forth. It was one of those games where it's two good football teams. We know that they're a good football team. They're, in the race to win their division just like we are. So we knew it wasn't going to be handed to us, and, they fought, and we fought, and it came down to a few plays here and there. I need to go watch the film and look, at some of that stuff. I missed a throw after Sendejo's interception. I think we got to score a touchdown there. When defense comes up big after we score and pull it within three, I wanted that one bad, and I know all the guys did too. Coming away with a field goal there, that was tough. But you got to give it to them. They did a good job. Scheming it up, made some plays, and I think it just comes down to making the right plays at the right time.
What was it about the way they were rushing that was opening up some space for you up the middle to make some plays with the feet?
I don't know. I'm not really watching the rush. I'm trying to feel it, and there's just some open space when I stepped up. And you got to give our offensive line credit. That's them trying to trying to run those guys outside the pocket, and I try to step up and. If there's some space, guys covering downfield, just try to make plays.
You hadn't been sacked more than two times in any previous game, six times today. What were some of the factors that led to that in your estimation?
They're a great defense, great front. I think, every sack, every play has a story to tell. So, I think as a quarterback, for me, I take a lot of pride in knowing that a lot of sacks are on me. So, while we got out of a few and made some good plays, they got to the quarterback a few times, and I need to go back and look at how I move in the pocket and how I adjust and maybe get the ball out a little quicker.
Dig said that though that one interception was on him, but the first interception you had and then the fumble, could you talk about those individually? What happened?
The first one, just trying to make a shot, trying to make a play. Didn't get as much on that one as I wanted to. And got caught up a little bit, but they made a great play. I didn't see what happened at the end of it. I was on the ground, but the fumble. I was trying to look downfield a little too long. Took one extra hitch, and these rushers are too good in this league. They got some great rushers. At defensive end, and it was a good play by him.
Based on the interception, did the hit you took there affect your follow through on the first one?
I don't know. I have to see on film. Yeah, there's always stuff that affects, that you can't step into it. But that's a decision for me. I gotta have enough room to make that throw if I'm gonna try to throw it that far downfield. So, I'm gonna go look at it and learn from it, and decide what I could have done in that situation to make a better play. Whether it's moving the pocket and throw or moving the pocket and check it down. As a quarterback, I pride myself in not turning the ball over. And, turnover three times today, that was a big difference in the game.
Okay, so you had a rhythm with Pat for all these games now, and then when he was out, of course, your O-line had to shuffle around a lot, other guys getting injured. I know Joe Berger said he was frustrated that you hit the carpet six times, even though you're taking credit for some of them. It's hard on your O-line that's been working through. What was the biggest difference? Was it for you, Pat not being there, or was there not a step missed like in games past?
Obviously we struggled, on certain plays. But I wouldn't put it on, Pat being out. I think Tony does a great job of shuffling those guys around in practice. And heck, I got a lot of snaps with Nick in the preseason as far as being at center. So, he's played the position too a long time. So I think they do a great job. Like I've said before, those guys do a great job playing as five guys as one and not just, individuals. So you move them around and do lots of different things. you know, it takes some adjustments, but, you know, I think communication-wise they do a good job.
The eight game winning streak is over, but what can you take from what you gained confidence-wise during it and try to use that moving forward?
I'm looking to start another win streak. I think, you know, I'm disappointed in today, but I'm not despaired. And I think everybody in this locker room is ready to start another one.
Once they actually get you a couple of times, how do you stay focused and does it get you off your game at all?
You know, you try not to let it. You know, obviously those guys hit hard and they do a good job, but you know, that's part of being a good quarterback. So you have to have you know, kind of amnesia. You gotta forget about the last play and focus on the next. You know, something I've learned and, you know, continue to try to learn and do today.
Despite the sacks and the turnovers, still with a 1:47 left, you guys had a chance to win. Is that more frustrating for you right now, or is that a positive for you going forward, that you're in that position despite the mistakes?
I don't think it's a – I mean, depending on how you look at it, I mean, it's positive that we fought back and we got back in the game. You know, for me as a quarterback, I mean, I want to be in that position. I want the ball in my hands with 1:47 and to not – come away with points, not move the ball. You know, that's frustrating for me. Cool. Thanks, guys.